Number 15 is also from the Director of Audit, submitting a status report on the audit of the county preventive maintenance program. This was also going to the Committee on TPW, which did not schedule it this cycle.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, you recall that in the wake of the tragedy of O'Donnell Park, this body directed an audit of our facilities to see if they were being maintained in a manner that kept them safe. And since that report was issued, the administration's made a number of steps, including more recently increasing their staffing commitment to preventive maintenance, increasing their protocols and the accuracy of the financial or the system information. But fundamentally, the biggest thing that they face in that regard is what will happen with the CBRE report. It makes no sense to invest significant capital in doing maintenance and upgrade on facilities that you may decide eventually need to be demolished. So we will continue to provide the informational report in terms of their efforts on maintaining our properties, but the bigger decision going forward is what are going to be our properties. Informational, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any comments? Questions? Supervisor Stanford.
Was that item 15?
Yes, sir.
I noticed we had a few positions missing. Is that affecting the maintenance of the and the audit of the properties?
I think that the staffing increases that they've made have been positive steps in the right direction.
Okay.
I think that there's still a reliance on outside time materials contractors, other vendors to get work done. The larger issue that is still out there, and I think you heard this from CBRE as well, is the need to make sure that we have a more centrally organized property management function. It doesn't work any longer, and we've reported on this in several audits, to have a decentralized model for facilities management. So it's the number of staff and it's how they're organized. And again, the organizational structure centrally should happen regardless of the CBRE report. But that will be a first step in figuring out if we decide what buildings we want, what needs to happen to those buildings, then we can decide how many staff we need. But they have been in the recruitment for some key positions that can help keep our buildings safe.
Okay. And how does this this program correlate with the new CIC and five-year plans that everybody is submitting?
Well, Mr. Chairman, that's an excellent question because theoretically, if the CBRE report was very focused on best practices, strategic thinking, and kind of coordinating all these efforts. The CBRE report should obviously create some decisions that need to be made with regard to the capital improvement, and then that should downstream drive what resources we have to maintain, what we're actually going to keep.
Okay.
And in some cases, maintenance is kind of a misnomer. This is more a matter of catching up on deferred maintenance. I mean, I don't want to buy into the argument that we don't have any deferred maintenance, because we clearly do. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of deferred maintenance.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Item number 16.